because of your awareness of the issues around rape and proving rape as genocide and the cultural barriers, the legal challenges there, what would you like to see in the future for future tribunals, whether they be ad hoc or like the ICC, a standing tribunal, to handle this issue of rape, which is not going away, as we know of the events in the Congo now and other places in the world?
Well, given the acknowledgement that rape has been used as a tool of genocide, it's perpetrated against women because they belong to a particular tribe or a particular religion, and also just a general means that is used, or a fruit of the perpetration of coming in and decimating a community. Given that acknowledgement, what we, I think, need is to understand the vulnerability of the survivors. And what that would mean, I believe, if you're going to prosecute this crime in the hopes then that you're going to deter this continued commission of the crime, you're going to need a much greater sensitivity. And that would mean that the investigators not be these hulking policemen who don't speak either English or French as even a second language. Because if you're going to get a testimony, you need to talk to the victim. And usually you need to have somebody who can speak in the language of the victim. What we had initially, as I understand, we had people who were brought in as investigators, and very often they weren't hired necessarily by the UN. They might have been a gift from one of the nations that wanted to help. And so there was no way of monitoring, if you will, or giving a program to, or giving information to those who went out and investigated. And I'm not saying a great deal of harm was done, but I would say a great deal of evidence that could have been preserved was not, because of the way the investigations were conducted. You need to, so great deal of sensitivity to of the investigators, language skills of the investigators. When I say awareness and sensitivity, it wouldn't be only of what it is to be raped or of the problems that potentially the victim would encounter in having the community at large know, but also knowledge, greater knowledge of the dimensions, the anthropological dimensions of this community. And I think that we have gone in almost like bears in a china closet without understanding Rwanda extremely well. And that would be very, very important, particularly in regard to rape, but also in regard to other other ways of approaching those who have survived and those people who witness the events.